Oh,
suggestive. Yeah.
Want to see the Midtown Violets in person? Head to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Details on the show coming up in a bit. You can also hear Bill Vickery flirt with these two young ladies.
Yes.
And apparently they've seen your game before. They wrote a song about it. Like to hear it?
Did not have
it. Here it goes. Bill's the second guy, by the way. He doesn't have a wedding ring. So
no wedding ring.
You're all right. You're the other guy. Yeah. Or you're the Joker a couple seats down. We'll figure out which.
Possibly. But, we'll see. Anyway. It's a little biographical. They wrote this song, too. I'm looking at the writing credits there. Looks like they got a couple swinger dudes there writing with them, too. A
couple swinger dudes, is that what it is?
Troy and Jack.
MidtownViolets.com. One performer is from New Orleans, the other from Salt Lake. You want to talk about ends of the spectrum. It should be interesting. So look forward to talking to them. They're going to join us in studio in a few moments. Right now we go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Robbie Nicewanger of the Arkansas News Bureau standing by. Robbie, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, but what do you need me for if you got those two coming in there?
That's a great point.
Worthless today, right?
There are a lot of Razorback fans would much rather talk about music than Razorback basketball right now. That is a safe bet.
Yes, it hasn't been a pretty start to SC play. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the good news is at least LSU didn't kill Kentucky down in Baton Rouge. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's no good. Actually, Karen Waldrop is from New Orleans, so I'm sure she's an LSU fan, and we'll talk to her about that coming up.
You don't know that. Maybe she's a Louisiana Monroe fan.
I assume not.
Maybe she's a Centenary fan.
But she's seen Duck Dynasty before.
Maybe.
So, Robbie, my takeaway from the game the other day was, obviously there were some breakdowns defensively, but at the end of the day, Missouri's really good, and they're going to the NCAA tournament. And Arkansas is just not quite there yet. It's not an excuse. It's just the way I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you're seeing a team that's struggling to find a way to finish the game in the final 4 minutes. You know, whether it's having trouble on offense, having trouble stopping somebody else on defense, whatever it may be. You know, once again, Arkansas took the lead or had the lead in the final 4 minutes but couldn't put Missouri away. Yeah, so that's a problem. This team is trying to figure out a way to finish, and they haven't been able to have any success doing it really throughout conference play, and that's why you're seeing them at 2-5 right now. So it certainly is a very delicate time for this program, especially this year, especially if they want to get to the postseason, because now they're, you know, three of their next four games are on the road, so it could get pretty ugly pretty fast.
Bobby, I think showing tremendous devotion, joining us from a submarine. You made a great
submarine.
It sounded like you were in a submarine.
Sounded
there
like you were doing the old shoulder crouching phone trick.
Sure. Right, exactly. but I think, Robbie, you made a very good point. And you can't close teams out. Teams that don't have a scorer have a very difficult time closing teams out, because when a team makes a run, like we've seen in almost every Razorback close loss, there's no go-to guy. We're running a three-man weave at the top of the key, and there's no one that you look to go, we got to get it to so-and-so at the low block. You know, Bobby Portis hasn't really emerged down at the low block. There is no who – if you needed to make – if your life depended on a 17-foot jump shot with 90 seconds left to go in the game, I'm sorry, Robbie. We're going to each other's funerals. It's not happening.
The only guy that Arkansas has some trust in this year is Ty Madden, because he has done a great job offensively for this team. Now, he hasn't been perfect down the stretch, as we all know.
Yeah.
He's taken some ill-advised shots, and maybe he's made some other decisions that haven't been great. But, you know, I'm not faulting the kid for that. But, no, you're right. There isn't that guy. And we've talked about it plenty of times. You know, if you need a bucket, what would you like to do? You'd like to be able to dump it inside and say, we've got this guy that's going to be able to get us something inside.
You know, I'd like to not need a bucket late. That'd be fun, just for a change of pace.
There you go. But, I mean, you know, the reality is when you're playing good teams, you're probably going to be in some tight games. So you've got to be able to make those plays down the stretch. And, you know, Arkansas didn't play well throughout most of the Missouri game, but because they were at home, they were within striking distance, and they had opportunities, and they couldn't capitalize on those opportunities. And it's
really a source of frustration for everybody out there, I'm sure.
Johnny O'Brien's going to clown this weekend. Whether or not Arkansas can keep pace, I don't know. I don't have any real feel for this game, but let's be honest, it's a tall order. It's a road game. I don't even see any point in delving into it much further. Let's talk about recruiting, because there is some hope there, and there's been some good news that seemingly has come out of Fayetteville the last few days. Arkansas beating out teams for some verbal commitments. Whether or not they'll sign on the dotted line next week remains to be seen. But sounds like things are going pretty well in that particular sport.
Well, they've hit up South Florida pretty well the last week or so, and really Randy Shannon has you know gotten some of his guys from Dade County down there to commit to Arkansas, and you know now some of these guys haven't been highly recruited and they won't have the big star rating, so you know take it for what that's worth. You know we'll find out if these are guys that can be developed and can turn into good players, and we'll find out. Now Arkansas does have, you know, a pretty big announcement today from an offensive lineman up in Minnesota. I believe he's a four-star. So that's somebody they're waiting and hoping and, you know, hoping that he's going to pick Arkansas. And if he does, I think that'll help add to what they're trying to do along the offensive line. And I know that they've got one more. I believe his name's Andrew Mike. He's another offensive lineman that they're hoping to get a commitment from as well. And once again, you know, this program has made no secret about its plans and its goals to build from up front and move back. So if they can start building up front on both sides of the line, they're going to feel good about what they've accomplished, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, we know, obviously, the other key they've got to have, they need some linebackers, they need secondary, and so, you know, how is that being addressed? I mean, we'll find out if they can close strong here and get some more athletes that can help those two areas.
Who are a couple of the guys that are hanging out there that are Arkansas is vying for, especially against – other SEC West Division schools?
I don't know. The big one is Solomon Thomas, the defensive end. He's supposed to make his, I think he's making his announcement, from what I understand, on signing day. I think it's going to be even televised, maybe. So that's the big one. As far as the rest, I don't know the names. I just kind of read from afar for the most part. But I know that there are some opportunities there. There are some players that they hope that they can close on here at the end and be able to add to this class.
Other than that, look, Arkansas is a team, and this is a pet peeve of mine, Robbie, and I know we got to do it, and we talk about recruiting and everything else. Arkansas is a program that is never going to have a top 10 recruiting class because right. of where it is, playing inside the SEC, going after the – it is a program that takes those three-star recruits and coaches them up through the course of 4 to 5 years when they play for the team. So, do we make too much out of this? I mean, look, USC had a string of top 10 recruiting classes, and you see what's happened the last couple of years there. I just think too much is made out of this. Alabama has the perfect storm of being able to go get great players and then having a staff and a head coach to coach those guys up.
And if they can't get the players they want, they just take them from other schools.
It's cheap. Just say it's really not fair. Just cheap. But I just think I just hear these people so impassioned calling in about a, you know, 6'3", 215-pound athlete, can play both sides of the ball, blah, blah, this, that. At the end of the day, if we're playing a bunch of freshmen at the University of Arkansas, we're in real trouble, as we've seen from this last year.
Yeah,
sophomores, juniors go forward. You know,
the reality is, whether he's a 5-star or 2-star, you don't know exactly what you're going to get when he gets on campus. You know, if he's a 5-star, chances are there's a better opportunity. He's going to be a star player and be really successful, but it doesn't always work out that way. So, I think what programs have to do, and you know, a program like Kentucky this year. You know, mm-hmm. they haven't been mm-hmm. known for their recruiting, but they're obviously doing pretty well this year. So it can be done at schools like Kentucky, even Ole Miss, for that matter. You know, they've done pretty well under Freeze. And I think Arkansas, you know, the coaching staff here believes they can do it as well. But if they're not locking up a bunch of 5-stars, they're still very confident in the fact that they're getting the guys that will fit this system. They're getting the guys they know they can develop. And
and
I think it's pretty clear that Arkansas does have especially a strength and conditioning coach here that has proven that he can develop players. And, you know, on the field, Bielema has got a track record of developing those players mm-hmm. too. So just because you're not getting the 5-stars right now, I don't think that it's a sign that, you know, things there's a big problem right now. Now, would you like to? Sure, the coaching staff would love to be able to get 5-stars all over the place. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
But you know, they're going to work with what they get in the end.
Robbie, one last thing regarding basketball. I know there was talk last week about working with some different combinations, trying to get Portis and Kingsley in together. It's hard to get Kingsley matched with anyone because they only played 9 minutes again in this game. And there were a few plays in a row where, and again, I don't mean to pick on him. I mean, we all have our physical limitations, but you saw Kiko struggle on the defensive end. They left him in. I know he's a high-energy guy. I know he works hard, but obviously there's some challenges he's got to deal with. And we're not seeing much of Kingsley. Everybody's saying the same thing. Are we all idiots, or does Coach Anderson know something we don't know?
I don't know, because I tell you what, we keep asking him about that combination because he keeps saying, yeah, they're going to use him more, and we still don't see it. So I'm not sure what the reasoning is anymore. And again, he was asked about it yesterday, and he said, oh, yeah, you're going to see more of it, especially since, you know, we need some help rebounding-wise. Well, let's see it. Will it happen on Saturday? It may.
We didn't see more of it, and they got killed on the boards again. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I totally agree. And maybe there's some offensive limitations, although, you know, Kingsley's proven that, you know, he's not shy about shooting the ball, mm-hmm. and he's proven that he can produce some points in the short amount of time he's out there. So I'm not sure why. Maybe he feels more comfortable with his rotation. If, you know, Portis is out there, you know, he needs to bring Portis to the sideline. He can go with Kingsley in the game. You don't have to, you know, have, you know, both those guys on the bench at the same time. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I know one thing. They're going to need a guy like Kingsley against LSU because you touched on it. I mean, they've got a very big and very talented front line. They really dominated Kentucky the other day inside, and that was very impressive. So Arkansas's got a big challenge, and they need a guy like Portis and Kingsley, Cody Clark, Ja'Cory Williams. Those guys are going to have to play big tomorrow.
Nobody has regressed more, it seems like, since the start of the season than Landis Harris. Have you visited with him at all this week? What's going on with
him? No, we haven't talked to Landis for a while, and I would like to kind of get inside his head, see what's going on, because it's got to be frustrating for mm-hmm. him, and I know Arkansas's, you know, pretty disappointed as
He's
well.
He's giving you the Marshawn Lynch treatment? Is he shunning you, or the coaches have him off limits?
No. He hasn't been made available.
Okay.
They basically are picking a couple players after games, a couple players, right. You know, once during the week. So we don't just get to go out to the court and pick and choose who we want to talk to anymore.
It's
so
un-American.
What can I say?
I'm just trying to find out. I'm curious what's going on with him because, again, he's the one guy that's got the big physical body, and he has played really – well, he struggled. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah, and what we all thought this year, when you talked about a go-to guy in the post, you thought somebody you could dump it down to, you could get a bucket for you. You know, I think that most people thought that Landis Harris was that guy.
Turns out he can only dominate when he's playing against Arkansas.
It hasn't been what Arkansas expected, and I know that they're hoping to get him back and get him more involved, you know, because that would certainly help this team. But he just, you know, like Michael Qualls, he just has not really been very visible, very present in conference play. Now, Qualls, you know, maybe he had his bounce back game against Missouri. You know, we'll see what happens. Yeah. But they need Qualls and Harris.
Robbie, appreciate the time very much. Arkansas LSU 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock tip. Hear it here on the Buzz, followed by the fifth quarter postgame show, and also have UALR basketball. I must mention too, over on our sister station on 106.7 this weekend too. So, Robbie, appreciate it, and have a good weekend. Hopefully, we've got some good news to visit about next week. I do want to see if we can get you on next Wednesday, too, if you can squeeze us in, see if we can get some early signings in and also recap the weekend of basketball. So appreciate the time, my man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Nope.